If it's happening in Fairfield County, Lisa has something to say about it. The Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And welcome back to the show. 203-333-9422 is our number. 203-333-9422. Joining us now is Alexis Harrison of Fairfield, a frequent guest on the show. Good morning, Alexis.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. Happy Monday.
Thank you so much. Happy to you, too. You do so many wonderful things in the community, Alexis. I didn't realize that you were also, but I should have, knowing you, that you were a delegate to the Republican convention over the weekend. First of all, where was it? We heard the Democrats were in freezing cold, rainy Xfinity with their back ass to the weather in Hartford. Yes. Where were the Republicans?
We were in the warm indoors of the Foxwoods Casino in Eastern Connecticut, and it was lovely and energetic, and really felt proud to be a Connecticut Republican this weekend.
Actually, I had forgotten that I had heard that. Somebody told me that it was hard to keep people in their seats, that there was definitely a little bit of a temptation to go gamble, a little bit.
I am not a gambler, so I did not participate.
Okay. All right. So you had, was it like how many people? Because we heard there were 2,000 in the Dems. Approximately how many people Republicans were there?
I don't know the approximate number, but I was part of the Fairfield delegation, and we had 24 delegates. We're one of the larger towns with a pretty robust delegation, and we were right up front, and it was wonderful to see our own state representative, Laura Devlin, get the nomination to become the next lieutenant governor of Connecticut. So really a special moment for us from Fairfield.
Yeah, that is very special. By the way, who's running for her? Who's vying for her seat? Who was endorsed for that? Or is that not happening?
So the Republican Party in Fairfield, we have not officially endorsed a candidate yet, but I believe that will be announced very shortly. So stay tuned.
Okay. So you don't want to give me a hint who's running?
I can't.
You can't. Okay. All right, Alexis.
No, but you will be one of the first people to know, I assure you.
Okay. All right. So now the Bob Stefanski was always going to be the party's choice for governor. Were you impressed with his speech? Tell me about how he presented himself to the convention. Very different than 4 years ago when he avoided the proceedings.
Right. And, I've gotten to know the Stefanskis in the past year through my advocacy work through the zoning bills. And, they are really incredible individuals, both Bob and Amy Stefanski. They're a team. And they're here. He doesn't have to run for governor. He can retire and go on his merry way. But Bob really wants to give back to Connecticut. He wants to make sure it's a safer Connecticut, a safer state for everybody, affordable, so people don't leave Connecticut anymore. And, he wants to ensure the state government works for all of us, not just this political elite, this one-party rule that we've been seeing in Hartford. He wants to bring government back to the people, and it was just refreshing to hear that message. I'm so proud to support Bob and Laura, and I think they're going to do great things for our state.
And so tell us a little bit about some of the down-ticket action. I understand for the Senate, Themis Claridis, Leora Levy, Peter Lamage, they've all been on our show. I've gotten to know all of them. I've met all of them. Tell us a little bit about the conservative versus the moderate struggle for the Republican vote in Connecticut, Alexis.
Yeah, there's definitely, a bit of tension there, but I think that happens probably in the Democrat Party as well. But I have to say, Themis, Leora and Peter, they were all very collegial with each other, but there was a bit of a tension, when the delegates, were voting for those candidates. But I thought Themis laid out a really compelling argument on why she should be the next senator. And I think, Peter and Leora also have, futures, as candidates. But I thought Themis really prevailed, and I thought she made a very compelling argument on why she should be the next U.S. senator in Connecticut. A record of winning here, and she's been a leader throughout the Connecticut, not just, in one town.
And how did the Fairfield delegation vote on that?
We went with Themis all the way.
All together?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Unanimous?
I believe it was unanimous, yeah.
Okay.
I think Peter Lamage actually is from Fairfield, and I believe his wife obviously went with him, of course.
Okay. But even though he's from Fairfield, the rest of the Fairfield delegation chose Themis.
Correct. Yes.
And what do you think about what was reported in the Post, the shuffling that went on with respect to the fact that Themis Claridis may be pro-choice, may not be a pro-Trump person. What do you think about that? How do you process that in terms of Connecticut and the Republican Party?
Well, I think, you know, I think in, here in Connecticut, you probably know this well, that we're more moderate. I don't think we're necessarily conservative when it comes to those larger social conversations and debates. And you know what? It's okay that we don't agree on every issue. And it's good to have these conversations and discussions. You know, I'm a proud Republican, but I don't always, you know, agree with everything maybe my larger party believes in. But that's the beauty of being part of this Big Ten Republican Party. You know, you can have different thought processes. And I think it's good to have these discussions. Not everything has to be left, right, black, white, you know, red and blue. We can just, you know, just agree to disagree sometimes. You know,
what a novel concept. What a novel concept. Agree to disagree. I don't know, Alexis. Are we talking about today's political America? I don't know.
Yeah, seriously. But I think Themis, I don't care who she voted for or didn't vote for in the last presidential election. You know, Themis is really a terrific person, a proven leader in Connecticut. And she's electable. I mean, that's what we have to think about when we are at these conventions. Who is electable? You know, is
so what do you think?
So
what do the Republicans think the issue will be for the fall and going against Blumenthal? Or what are the issues?
You know, I think it comes down to, you know, Mr. Blumenthal, you know, voting with his party, voting with the Biden administration, you know, maybe spending time with the communists here in Connecticut. And just being this career politician, we need to get somebody in there who's a little different, who will bring a new voice, a new perspective to the Senate. And I think Themis is that woman to do that.
So let's go on to some of the other tickets. So there's also, all right, well, let me ask you this, Alexis Harrison. I know that you're very much an insider. You're not even willing to tell me who's going to run for Laura Devlin's seat, but you know, I know that you know. But anyway, I wanted to ask you this. Even though Leora and Peter qualify for a primary, it doesn't mean they have to primary. They don't have to do this just because they qualify. Have you heard any inside dope as to whether or not they're going to go ahead and primary?
I have not, Lisa. I have not. And honestly, I don't think it's in the best interest of our party to be fighting with each other for the next 3 months. I don't think that's really going to accomplish much. I think we have to look at the larger goal in November, and that's to be Richard Blumenthal.
We've got Kelly from Milford on. She wants to contribute to the conversation. Kelly, hello. You're on the air with Alexis Harrison. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, good morning, Lisa. And happy Mother's Day, Lisa, to you.
Thank you, Kelly. You too.
And to all our viewers. I'm a registered Democrat. I do lean more independent. I'm policy driven. I vote for whichever candidates I align with policy-wise. And I think I am definitely not voting for Blumenthal, most recently just because of what he wanted to increase more COVID funding in the millions, which there was so much COVID funding. Where did all the money go? We don't know. But he needs to move on from that. And that's something that Connecticut does not need right now. I'm very interested in decreasing the sales tax with the inflation. I think that is something I would definitely vote on, a policy right there, because just going into a shop right this morning, oatmeal is now $7, you know, a box for a big thing of old-fashioned oats.
So incredible.
I think the sales tax definitely needs to be decreased. I'd be interested in mill rate. You know, I know they did the mill rate, but I don't care. I mean, I'm not voting on abortion. Doesn't really affect me. Who voted for Trump? I'm policy driven, and I think we need to address the inflation, which is astronomical, and it's getting worse. I will not be voting for Blumenthal.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kelly, for the comment. Alexis, you have a response.
Yeah, I think Kelly makes some great arguments there. And I think, you know, it comes down to the massive inflation that we're seeing. We're seeing this dysfunction in Washington. Why would we send the same person down there and get and expect different results? And which is why, you know, I'm happily supporting Themis. You know, people say the same thing. Washington is broken. You know, people aren't just unhappy with what's going on. We need a fresh voice there. And I really believe Themis will do that. And she's also worked together with the Democrats. You know, she's just not... You know, we know the reality of the political process. You give little, you know, you negotiate and you talk. And I think Themis has proven that. And she's just really great.
We're chatting with Alexis Harrison. The other highly contested seat or office that came out in the Republican convention was who to run for Secretary of State. I mean, Denise Merrill, when she was running as an incumbent, that's one thing. And of course, the Republicans would always have had to bring somebody against her. But when you have an open seat, it's a much different ballgame. And so both on the mm-hmm. Democrat side and the Republican side, there are a lot of people vying for this office. It's got a lot of prestige. It's got a lot of power. And frankly, it has a lot of purpose. You have no idea how much the Secretary of State actually matters unless you're a business owner, a small business owner. I know how much they matter because recently, and I've told this story, I think privately, but I don't know that I've told it on the air, Alexis, but I have a small business. It's the business that owns and runs this radio show. And I've been a taxpaying member for 15, 16 years in terms of this business and regularly have done so. But there are these reports, these annual reports that also have to be filed. And I was delinquent on them. I was, you know, what's the word? I had forgotten to follow. They mean nothing. It doesn't mean I'm not able to do business in the state of Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So I had caught up on a bunch of them, but apparently I hadn't caught up with like this year's. And I got a notice from the Connecticut Secretary of State office that I was dissolved, that the company, not I, I'm still here, that the company was dissolved, even though it's doing business. And it was so ironic because I had just paid my taxes. So on the one hand, the Department of Revenue Services has no problem getting my quarterly taxes because I pay taxes as a faithful taxpayer all the time. But on the other hand, a $20 piece of paper that said something about who were the officers of this single member company, which is my single member company, they had dissolved me without giving me any notice that they were going to do it. Now, that's a Secretary of State function, right? I mean, that should not have happened. And I had mm-hmm. to spend hours of my day calling and carrying on, and they made me active again, and they didn't really apologize, but they took care of it. But all I'm saying is people don't realize the Secretary of State has a lot to do with the way people do business in Connecticut. It's a really important role.
Probably the most important constitutional office. Yep, agreed.
It's a very important role. So it looks like Dominic Rapini of Hamden won the most amount of votes. But Terry Wood and Brock Weber also qualified with over 15%. Who did the Fairfield delegation go for in that mix?
Yeah, so in the first round, Fairfield went with Dominic. And then in the second round of voting, there's a little horse trading going on, and some delegates, we went with Dominic the first round, and then I believe we did have one vote for Terry in the first round. I misspoke, sorry. In the second round, we did have a little bit of a turn, and some folks did go with Terry Wood of Darien.
And do you know whether or not Terry or Brock are going to be, because they do qualify to go to a primary, whether or not they're also going to primary?
They all qualify to go. And honestly, all three individuals are terrific. They all have, you know, interesting backgrounds and I think would do well as Secretary of State. I don't know if they'll be primarying. I hope not. Again, I don't want to see, you know, more factions in our party. I don't want to see anything like that. I don't think it helps us at the end of the day. But they certainly have that right to primary and to do that.
Yeah, and I'm curious, Alexis Harrison, why do you think a primary isn't good? And the reason I ask you that is in the last hour, Michael Ray came on. He was a Democratic delegate to the state convention. And I asked him a question about primaries, and he said that he thought primarying was actually very good for the party and good for the ticket. And you don't feel that way about the Republicans. Tell me why you don't think it's good.
No, I think Mr. Ray probably has a very important point. It is truly, you know, a democratic process. What I found during the convention this weekend is you would get text messages from the various campaigns, you know, making derogatory comments about the other candidates. I think this happens across the board. This isn't special to Republicans.
Of course,
this is really degrading of who we are. And it doesn't really best serve the people. It doesn't provide a vision of what the specific candidate wants to do. And if that's the way it's going to be for the next 3 months, I don't think that's going to help elevate our candidates, help elevate our party, and to really think about, you know, November and the bigger cause here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just a little disenchanted, I think, with going to a primary.
Okay.
I certainly, you know, they're right, and they should do what they feel is best, but that's where I come from. I think we have enough factions, you know, that we see in the news and social media. I don't want to see us further divided. I don't think that would be good for us.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. The tearing down, it's hard to build it back up. I get it. Alexis Harrison, thanks so much for joining us, particularly on such short notice. We really appreciate you coming on to give us your bird's eye view. Thank you. We're going to be right back. Bye. We're going to be right back with Kurt Johnson, president of Save the Sound. We'll hear some very exciting, important news about how the local undamming of a dam is expected to have a major impact on the health of our fishery and maybe even our own Long Island Sound. We'll be right back.